Hey, it's Simon Reynolds here from the Fortune Institute, and this week I want to talk about how to work well with your suppliers. You know, as your business grows, the importance of your suppliers, the people who work with you to help produce your products and services, grows as well. It becomes very, very important the larger your business is. So today I want to give you just a few ideas about how to improve how you work with suppliers. So idea number one is make sure you take them to lunch one at a time, at least once a year. Now, it's only 90 minutes, it's only 2 hours, maybe at max, but the net result is often you get an incredible improvement in the relationship that you have between each other. Now, it may just be business, but when the supplier feels like you're a good person, when the supplier hears your personal story, when the supplier feels they have a relationship with you, then as a result of that, it affects all types of things. For instance, the price that they offer you may in fact be better as a result of the fact they feel closer to you. The speed at which they deliver their products or services can often improve. And absolutely, the quality of what they deliver often rises when they feel like you're a good person and that you're not just the typical customer. And one lunch once a year, believe it or not, is pretty much all it takes to bond with a lot of suppliers. Idea number two is make sure you ask them for a better price every year. Just because you've had a supplier for a few years and they pass the test once doesn't mean they shouldn't have to pass the test every year. You want to be a little hard on them here. You want to be straightforward and say, listen guys, is this the best price you can do? Can't we get it better? And just do this annually and just make sure that you're known in that company as somebody that can't be trifled with. You're known as a business owner that has to be given the best price and indeed the best of everything else, rather than one of those soft customers that they can keep the price up for. Okay, idea number three is look for alternative suppliers every 6 months. Now, you may only spend an hour or so looking online, making a few calls, but remember, there's new players coming into the market all the time. I admire loyalty, and I think loyalty with suppliers is a good idea, but by the other same token, you want to make sure that you at least know what's happening in the marketplace, because your supplier may be good now, but in 2 years' time, they may be dramatically inferior in either the type of product they sell you, the price they sell you, or their service model. So make sure at least every 6 months you're checking the market out so you know that they are, in fact, the best people to be dealing with. And finally, make sure you brief your team as your company grows. Brief your team on how best to work with suppliers. Make sure there's a checklist for how often they should speak with suppliers, what they should check up on with suppliers, how they brief suppliers. Just make sure that every element of the interaction from your company's point of view is first rate, so that the supplier respects you as being someone organized and someone who briefs them really well, and your own people don't get slack when they're dealing with suppliers just because that person technically happens to work for the company. You know, the thing about staff is they may treat everybody in the company well, but sometimes they don't always treat suppliers well because they know that they've got it over them, that they're the ones paying the checks. You want to watch for that because it affects the relationship and the quality of many, many things if that supplier ends up hating one of your staff. So there's some tips for how to handle suppliers. Try and institute them as soon as possible because they can make a tremendous difference in how much money your business makes.